the point you made about working with what you know. I mean, writers do that, and sculptors and painters. It took me a while as a writer to really understand the depth of that statement, but it's true. When you write about what you know, it's really authentic and it works.
And people can hear and feel the truth, especially in music.
Right.
Somehow you're more exposed. I think it's a lot easier on a person, on almost any person, to get up in front of other people and give a speech than it is to get up in front of other people and sing. Not just because they may be afraid that they'll hit the wrong note, but because they really do expose themselves much more. There's something a lot more open between people. There's a lot more flowing back and forth in a musical experience than there is in almost anything else I know of.
Ray, who are your influences?
Well, I guess there's two kinds. One is there's a wide variety of influences for the music. I listen to everything, and I'm probably one of those people that surprises people all the time by what kind of CD or MP3 or even vinyl record I might have on when they show up. But in terms of the very direct influences, I think that like Tom Paxton and Pete Seeger, some of those folks have been very big influences. I think one of the best musicians I've ever heard from a musician point of view is Joni Mitchell. And I know that's not the most popular thing to say, because when she went off from this very popular folk stuff into her jazz stuff, she began losing money on almost every CD. But I think that the work she does is brilliant. It's so they're the sort of the musical, I guess they're the craft influences, and then there also are the more influences of heart and substance. So whenever I hear somebody passionately singing about something, you know, Buffy St. Marie and all these people over the years, it just makes you want to keep going and do more.
Has the folk genre changed all that much since Woody Guthrie?
I think it has changed a lot, at least in terms of what we do. It's not really, I mean, people that are very interested in folk music probably would say that we're not it, you know. Although people that don't care that much about music and have sort of a broad idea of genres would say, oh yeah, you know, they're folk. But we have so many jazz chords and Latin chords and so many changes in the music, and it's all written stuff. It's not stuff from years ago. So it's sort of like a real another level of where folk music was going to where it's gotten now. And there are other people that do things that, you know, they're called singer-songwriters or often called country singers.
Right.
You know, there are a lot. If you look around, all these things kind of come out of the basic music. I mean, all folk really means is it's music of the people. And there wouldn't be Mozart, there wouldn't be any of this stuff, if there weren't these folk melodies that kind of got it started. So it's all sort of I think it's like a paint kit or something, you know, where people, you have all these colors and you have all these brushes and things, but what you can do with them, there's no end to the creativity and the way they can change.
Wow, that's a great way to put it. That's really cool. How about the one person in folk that stood out as an activist? Who is your idol in that?
Well, I think that there really have been, I just can't say, because it isn't true. I just have to make it up and say, oh, it was this guy, you know. But I think there are just so many people. The way Joan Baez crystallized the opposition to war and to killing people, the way Buffy St. Marie spoke out about the oppression of a whole group of people living right here in our country,
right,
and the horrible things that happened to them, and the suicide rates and the alcoholism and the drugs, the way that some of these people, Hazel Dickens, spoke out for the coal miners and the people in her whole life experience, the struggles they had, the way they were written off and put at the bottom of the food chain economically and often just literally murdered because they were holding back progress for the moneymakers. There are just so many of them that I go on and on, but how I could say that one of them was the one that did it for me, I don't see how I could say.
Well, that's pretty cool, too. I mean, it's an indication of how rich and deep the pool is.
It's real interesting. I mean, even in very straight-ahead commercial music. I just happened to come across this recently. It's so interesting. In March 22nd, 1989, there's a full-page ad that was probably paid for by the National Academy of Songwriters, and Jerry and Ellen Goffin put this ad out saying how all through the 60s, there are doomsday reports about the use of air conditioners and aerosol cans and refrigerators in the ozone layer. Huh. And it's saying how in January 2nd, 1989, Time magazine, instead of having a man of the year, had endangered Earth, the planet of the year.
Huh.
And they made a whole big issue about what was needed and how dangerous it was and how the world is engaged in a war. It's not the Cold War. It's something that could destroy us all. And the function of his ad was to say, we need songs, videos, film, commitment from everybody. We need major artists as well as others to make songs, to alert people to this. So it's just so interesting how all through the years, if only people had made more songs and more people had listened to them, we might be in better shape right now.
Yeah. And we have to close. I got to get the Democracy Now! Up at 10. But, Ray, it's been really cool talking to you.
Well, it's great talking to you, and keep up the good work. Talk about activism. You know, I really, really think that activism in radio is tremendous.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. So we'll be in touch.
Good.
All right, Ray. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And that was Ray Corona of the Ray Corona Band, an activist musician. And his website is www.raykorona.com. And it is time for Democracy Now!